Making Us Look Cool, Europe's Brutal American Branding Embraced by MAGA. By Kurt Zindelka on March 24, 2025. Supporters of the Make America Great Again movement have openly embraced the latest attempted smear from Europe, who, according to an article in The Atlantic, have dubbed them brutal Americans. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance's pro-peace stance seemingly has cramped the style of arch-globalist writer Anne Applebaum, a dual Polish and U.S. citizen, as she attended elitist dinners in Berlin and book festivals in Vilnius. In an article penned for The Atlantic, entitled The Rise of the Brutal American, "This is How the Bad Guys Act," Applebaum relayed that her European friends were rattled by the dust-up in the Oval Office between President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, who was accused of acting disrespectfully as he openly rejected calls for a ceasefire. While the Trump administration seeks to end the bloodiest conflict in Europe since the Second World War, the tone in which he advocates for peace has apparently rattled the upper echelon of European high society. Europeans needed some time to process this event, not just because of what it told them about the war in Ukraine, but because of what it told them about America, a country they thought they knew well, the article said. In just a few minutes, the behavior of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance created a brand new stereotype for America. Not the quiet American, not the ugly American, but the brutal American, Applebaum relayed. Speaking from her own perspective, Applebaum, a prominent supporter of the war in Iraq and proponent of the so-called liberal world order, added, "These are the actions not of the good guys in old Hollywood movies, but of the bad guys. If Reagan was a white-hatted cowboy, Trump and Vance are mafia dons." However, rather than being cowed into submission by their supposed betters on the old continent, the article spurred a viral trend among MAGA supporters embracing the new moniker of the brutal American, with many sharing images of Hollywood icons, pioneers, cowboys, bikers, and American war heroes. "Why bother coming up with good branding when your enemies will do it for you?" commented Blaze columnist Orrin McIntyre. "Stop making us sound cool," another user on X joked alongside a picture of Clint Eastwood brandishing a pistol. "It was the brutal American that liberated Europe twice in the span of a generation. They then go on to embrace socialism, a betrayal of Western values. Maybe it's them who has divorced themselves from the West," another commented. "It comes as Europeans are reckoning with President Trump's demand that they finally pay for their own defense rather than relying on the might of the American military and the generosity of the U.S. taxpayer to protect them while funneling their wealth into generous welfare programs." The pressure from the White House on NATO allies in Europe has already begun to pay off, with nations such as France, Germany, Poland, and the United Kingdom, among others, announcing plans for significant spending increases on their own militaries in recent weeks. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.